Tonight, I'm here on special assignment. We are going to review these bad boys right here. I just got these today. Tequila Provincia. And I am excited about giving it a try. The guys at the Tequila Report reached out and asked me if I would like to try a new brand. And I said, sure. So this is it. And I will do written reviews for the Tequila Report with numbers. But for tonight, I figured we'd do it on video and talk about this new tequila, Tequila Provincia. This is made out of NOM 1465. This is a small batch tequila, family-owned operation, and from everything I've read, they're really doing things right. One of the things I learned about them today is they're very transparent in their farming practices. They're not claiming an organic certificate, but what they are doing is focus on healthy, mature agaves, 6 to 8 year growth cycle. They're actively protecting their fields from threats like the agave weasel. Once the plant gets compromised, your sugar, your content drops, the tequila suffers. It's really a bad thing when it happens. So their philosophy is healthy agave, better fermentation, better tequila, and honesty. Let's talk about how this thing is actually made. Stone brick ovens, cooking from 48 to 72 hours, roller mill extraction, open air fermentation in stainless steel tanks using natural yeast. This is double distilled in stainless steel pots with copper coils. So you do have a blend of traditional and modern methods. You get the old school influence with natural fermentation and slow cooking. Should be a balance that tastes pretty good, one that we're used to. For aging, this Reposado, American oak from Jack Daniels for 3 months. So you should get a lot of oak, great Jack Daniels influence. This is a single estate, three generation family operation, which I love to see that the distillery is multiple generation. It gives you a tighter control over the whole process from agave to bottle. And you say bottle, man, that thing is really incredible. And this tequila is founded or co-founded by Rod Rafaela and Major League Baseball star Mookie Betts. And I am really excited about potentially having an interview in the future and talking about how they came up with the idea of this tequila. Let's get these in a glass. Take too much time. So here we go. We've got the Repo. Nice light color in the Repo. I like that. Again, the bottles are beautiful. The topper is really cool as well. So they put a lot of thought into what they're bringing out to the market with their bottle and their presentation. So let's start with the Blanco. On the nose, I get a nice sweetness, cooked agave, a little bit of spice there, a little bit of citrus, maybe a little floral, but not a lot of floral. Let's dive into the taste. Wow, a lot of cooked agave and floral notes. So what wasn't really floral on the nose is very floral in the taste. Cooked agave is nice. There's a nice sweetness. The finish has a nice, almost vegetal type heat. It just kind of builds as it goes. It's definitely hanging on. It's got a nice sweetness, a little bit of anise in that finish as well. Yeah, much more anise, a nice sweetness, a little bit of a lime zest note in that as well. It's got a lot going on. That's really nice. I know that it'll probably open up and give me a little more in the future, but I will say as a Blanco, that was really nice. Now let's dive into the Repo. Okay, the Repo on the nose has the same cooked agave and a little bit of that floral note, but a little bit more of a caramel note and a little bit more vanilla than what I picked up in the Blanco. Again, nice floral note, almost perfume type floral that I wish I could pick up what that flower was. It's very nice. The Repo has a little bit more of a caramel note. I was going to say that it was sweeter and that the finish was a little more muted, but it's really come in and lit up a little bit more. Really balanced, gets you right on both sides of the mouth, really makes you create a lot of saliva. That's really working really nice. This is a very balanced tequila. I'm going to say it's not like incredibly overly complex, but it tastes very clean to me, and it has a lot of nice agave notes and nice vanilla caramel notes with a really nice floral note in there, and the cooked agave seems to stand out still in the forefront. I'd like to get a little more information about the fermentation and what's in this area and learn a little bit more about the distillery. So I'm going to say final thoughts on this one. One, gorgeous bottle, like really cool, beautiful presentation. As for the tequila itself, very good, solid tequila. Great flavors in both the Blanco and the Repo. If you see this one out there, I don't know about their distribution yet. We'll find out. I'll let you know where you can find it. But cool tequila to have on your shelf, and also pretty solid flavor. So good job, Tequila Provincia. And I will get my Tequila Report review done soon. So be able to check it out on the Tequila Report. If you're not part of the Tequila Report, make sure you go to tequilareport.com and check it out. If you like videos about tequila and agave spirits, hit the like, share, comment, let your friends know. Appreciate you watching. And cheers to some brand new tequila. Have a great one.